Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. So, dude, do not ever look at Alex Smith's leg. That is gross. How did you remember Million Dollar Baby? She lost her leg because it looked like that. How in the world that dude didn't lose that leg is beyond me. It is the worst picture. Why did they put that out there?
To show, I guess, the strength that Alex Smith had to to recover.
Oh my God.
I didn't know it. I mean, I'm glad. I screen grabbed that picture I put on Twitter off the video. I just could not believe. Oh, well, I haven't
like
put
it was
out
on
there
the
yet.
Grill. It looks like it was on the grill and got burnt.
It's unbelievable.
How in the world that dude got through that? And now does he win that job?
Is he?
I don't think he's ever playing again.
That leg is, I don't know. Because even when he was close, he wasn't close to recovery. The shot I saw.
Is this picture recent?
I thought it was up September of last year.
Okay,
the one where he's not where it's they've kind of pulled muscle from his other leg to put it back in place, and it's swollen. It's just and it doesn't. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look it doesn't look like a leg should look. That's
holy
all.
Moly. Are you talking about the picture? Oh, that's what you're talking about, John. I haven't seen that one. His leg 4 days after his injury.
Yeah, 4 days after.
Holy crap.
Oh, I didn't see the other one. All I saw was the 4 days after.
Oh, no,
no. It looks like it's burnt on the grill.
You should see the one that's 17 surgeries later.
Yeah, the one.
It ain't much better.
Yeah, the one from the E60 they're doing. I think I saw a preview of it. I think it said the date was September of 2019. Because remember, I think he got hurt in October of 18 or so. He was playing at Texas. I don't remember the month. And the leg is malformed. It's still swollen. And it just looks like something a Frankenstein leg. Like they've added parts from different parts of his body to make it try to look normal. He can walk and stuff. I don't know how that leg gets into a spot where he's even running again, let alone trying to play football.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable what that dude was going through. Just that one hit against the Texans. Wow. I'm never playing football again. I'm just not.
Oh, that's not great.
No, that is gross. And they got a, so there's a E60 on it.
Yeah.
That's come, yeah.
It's on Friday.
My goodness.
And like, there, you can just.
World, are we looking at this picture?
You can just type in his name, and there's like ESPN PR tweeted out just a short clip from what he's doing as far as recovery is concerned. It's in. You could see like there's pins still. Well, at least in this one, there's pins still in it, and it's got like a one of those braces you would see. Remember when kids used to have those giant braces,
Halo.
The Halo stuff, or even like the big gear on their face as opposed to normal brace. That's kind of what it looks like around his leg, man. Credit to Alex Smith for even trying.
John, were you watching college basketball when does the name Jay Burson ring a bell for you?
Jay Burson, no. Yeah. I remember the Louisville kid.
So Jay Burson was Ohio State, I believe. And, man, I want to say he hurt it against Louisville, actually. A little white point guard who was kind of had a Mark Price game to him. Was really talented. And I remember he broke his neck, and I remember him having one of those Halo neck brace things. It was the first time I saw anything like that, and all I could think of, I guess I need to Google search him to see what
it's
he's doing.
It's the biggest fear that we had with JT playing.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yep. That was the biggest fear.
J.C. Burson. Yeah, it was Ohio State. His injury was he's in the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame, it turns out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was – but he was really, really talented. From what I remember, I'll look him up right now. But the Big Ten, yeah, he was averaging – where's his points? Averaged 22 points a game his senior year, 88-89, 22 points and 4 assists a game, 22 points in 33 minutes, 18.5. They didn't shoot a bunch of threes back then, but he did shoot 40% from three at his time there. But I just remember him busting his neck up and seeing a picture of him in his in that halo, and it was creeping. Wow, it shook me up. I remember seeing that, going, "Holy crap! I cannot believe that's what happened." And yeah. He ended his career. He was only 156, 6'1", 6'56.
These are bad stories. Okay, can we move on? Can we talk about Aaron Rodgers? Bob McGinn. I told you the Bob McGinn story. Bob McGinn has covered the Packers for 40 years now.
Yeah.
Something like that. I was in the locker room, and there was just a few players left. And one of their guards, Ronnie Halst. What was his name? I forget it. Anyway, they're doing an interview. There were just a couple of guys left in the locker room, and I was in there. And McGinn is sitting there, and he's interviewing a guy. They're sitting on the bench right in front of the lockers. And there's another player at his locker right behind McGinn. And this player is, you know how you use two fingers and you flick spit?
Oh,
he was,
yeah.
He was flicking spit on Bob McGinn's back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you guys are such a-holes. I mean, and the Packers think if you say anything negative about them in that town, then you're an a-hole, and we're not giving you any. It's the most provincial locker room that there is in the NFL. I mean, and they're so pampered, and so I mean, it's actually got ridiculous. I just couldn't stand it. Anyway, so I felt bad for this guy, McGinn, but none of the players liked him because he wrote whatever he thought. And sometimes he was right, sometimes he was wrong, sometimes he was a little, you know.
You know where he works now?
He was at the Milwaukee Journal or Sentinel.
Not anymore.
Where's he at?
The Athletic.
He's at the Athletic?
The Athletic has some real ones working for them.
Yeah. So anyway, he's written this. And this is, to me, not really journalism. Public niceties aside, my sense is Coach Matt LaFleur, fresh from a terrific 13-3 baptismal season, simply had enough of Aaron Rodgers' act and wanted to change the narrative. With a first-round talent on the roster, the Packers would gain leverage with their imperial quarterback and his passive-aggressive style. If the Packers do indeed want to become a running team next season, they surely wouldn't want Rodgers rocking the boat and becoming even more difficult to coach. That, to me, is all speculation. Now, maybe that's his job at the Athletic. I mean, is he covering the Packers, or is he writing a piece that he gives his opinion?
But that's mostly most journalism now. It is you sprinkle both in.
Right.
You sprinkle both in, and that's like a columnist. You're talking about play-by-play. Right. I mean, a beat writer versus a columnist are two right. totally different things. He's right. more columnist right now.
Right. My sense is – here's the problem with the whole thing, though, is my sense is
– okay, so can I just at least throw this out there? Bob McGinn has connections to that place for decades.
No, right.
My sense is he's worked there for 40 years. Right. With that in mind, my sense is that he's getting that from inside the locker room. He can't say that. When I say locker room, it could be the building. It could be management. People are telling him that is my sense. Because you notice how those stories leaked out about Mike McCarthy that painted Aaron Rodgers, and some of it may have been McCarthy, but Aaron Rodgers is not the goody-two-shoes that he was portrayed maybe in the early year. I think that narrative's gone. I don't think Bob my guess is Bob McGinn is probably not off on this, and my other guess is that he's getting this from people who work in that organization.
Yeah, because, he could well because there are lifers at the Packers.
Yeah, because exactly that's my point is.
Yeah.
That's a unique situation where people stay there a long, long time.
Right, right. I mean, lifers. The problem with it is okay. Well, then say that as opposed to my sense is that to me is neither here nor there. But what he has done here now is, and this is why I think a lot of teams and the media. Really dislike the media, is he has created now a tense situation between Rodgers and LaFleur. I don't know that there isn't one already, that maybe Rodgers is a prima donna and maybe he is difficult. Listen, LaFleur was 13-3 in large part because of Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
And if LaFleur thinks that, you know, Jordan Love is the answer, and now we're going to use that as leverage against Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure LaFleur is going to find out that he couldn't be more wrong.
I think that you don't draft a guy in the first round unless he's the replacement. And
yes.
This is really not like what Bob McGinn is not to me. I don't have any problem with what he's saying. He and Matt LaFleur did have some stuff going on last year. It wasn't always perfect. They drafted a running back that doesn't fit the Aaron Rodgers mold in A.J. Dillon in the second round.
Right.
Because he has to run a very specific type of running game, which is not what Aaron Rodgers is going to be used to. Unless they want to play him out of position, which is more of an offset shotgun running back. But I just don't think so, coming from the Derrick Henry downhill zone game. I don't think that. My guess is LaFleur is going to run more of that, and I also think that they believe that Aaron Rodgers has fallen off a little bit, and they just want to start moving in a different direction, which is okay. It's the same exact thing, the same ages, the same amount of time. It's no different than what happened with Brett Favre. 15 years, Aaron Rodgers. 15 years. You have, you know, the kid from California. The similarities are striking. And Aaron waited 2 years. I think Love's going to wait 2 years. There's a chance he could wait 1 year. The big difference is now, John, with the contracts, the way they're set up, and how much money quarterbacks are getting their second contract regardless, you're going to have to find out what Love has. Like, you can't really wait beyond 2 years. 2 years is the max that you can wait. And then you have to have Jordan Love starting.
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely. I think this is probably a 1 year in it, and then they're going to try to trade, and they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, which is fine. You don't want to trade him in the division. I still think there will be value for Aaron Rodgers. I think they'll get good value. Maybe not DeAndre Hopkins value. That's a special value. People can't just pillage other NFL teams with their second rounder, and we'll take your worst contract trades. But, you know, maybe in that neighborhood.
Right. Well, you can only
give us your worst contract. And a second. Okay.
Yeah. I'm watching video. It looks like Aaron and Matt are getting along fine. It just looks like that to me, but okay. Thereafter still has 4 years left on his deal. Yes, they're going to have to move it. You know what? He will be worth something. He's got 3 years left. But his dead money is 31.5 million in 2021. You got Rodgers for two more years, no matter what. You can't have $31.5 million in dead money.
No.
Well,
but look how much he also makes. Like dead money.
Well, that's
minus...
true, and you're getting Jordan Love on the cheap.
Yeah,
on the real cheap. So, Rodgers' numbers: 26-4, 62%. They were 13-3. They went to the NFC Championship game.
They're still good. They're not what he's not right now what he was, but he doesn't throw. But what he was is one of the we could argue that who was the best quarterback from 2010 to 2020? Who was better, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees? Aaron Rodgers is in that conversation with those guys. That's the point is he was because he had better physical talent than either one of them. And he was
still
more weaselly.
He still led the league in interception percentage.
Doesn't throw picks. Aaron Rodgers has value to me. I don't know that he can put the team on his back, though, like he once could. I think he can in spots. Can he keep doing that moving forward? I don't know. He's getting into the age that not everyone's going to be Tom Brady. So he's getting into the age that he'll start to see a decline. But for me, as long as he's healthy, I think he's still one of the top top 5 to 7 quarterbacks in the league. Who's better right now, Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers? Time for a tough question.
Aaron Rodgers.
I think so, too. Dell, do you think it's Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun?
I think it's Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't see Aaron have some of those roster? Jacksonville or who's the Carolina games.
Who's got a better roster, the Packers or the Texans?
Let me look at their whole – well, right now I'd say the Texans.
I would say the Texans, too.
Because actually the secondary –
Aaron Rodgers wins more games and gets in, and wins in the postseason.
That's a good point.
Lance, I got a question. Okay, so we're going to take a break, but I just don't even know how you're here today.
Why?
Dude, did you see the sky at about 5 this morning?
So I got out of my shower.
Tell the story on the other side.
Okay.
On the other side.
On the other side, we tell the story.
I know you might be a champion of lightning, but who's a champion of energy?
The champion of energy is
Want that title belt, by the way, Dell.
Sorry, it's yours.
It is. There's nothing you can do about it. The champion of energy is Champion Energy. That's dumb. Of course it is. It's called Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. That's where you go. If you have not seen what it is that they're doing, I mean, it is ridiculous for you to go somewhere. Well, nights and weekends. Look at this. Yeah. Ooh, they're going to give me. Look at this rate they're going to give me. Yeah. And then when you get your bill, look at all these fees they're going to give me now. What? And then you're locked in, and they make you sign a 2 or 3 year contract or whatever it is. And you're like, holy crap, what did I do? Well, if your contract is up, go with ours. Go with our guys, and I'm going to tell you, I've been there for a dozen years, and I can't be happier. Cannot be happier, and will continue to be with them forever. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Otis wanted me to thank him for mentioning his hometown on the show this morning, Abbeville. You ever been to Abbeville? You ever eat a Cajun claws? It's unbelievable. They're like the crawfish. It's like lobsters. It's unbelievable. If you want the best crawfish ever, it's Cajun claws in Abbeville.
We're here at 97.5, the Swamp. We are South Louisiana's very finest sports talk show here. Lance Zierlein, John Granato with you. John, what you thought about them boys over by when Chalmette's supposed to be taking on New Iberia? They're gonna have to go all the way south to take on Opelousas New Iberia. They got a back to back, what they are calling it. So I'm pretty excited on that one. But also for them to be able to play, to head out to Abbeville and to take their talents to the southwest of Louisiana, that's going to be very difficult.
When you go there, Cher, you got to stop at Cajun Claws. Trust me on this.
Yep.
You're going to love
You ain't never
it.
Lying on
they
that
so,
one.
They bigger than an LSU offensive lineman.
Woo-wee!
I'm telling you now.
We're the home for Nicholls State, though, so be careful talking too much about LSU. We still love LSU more than Nicholls State, even though we're the home of them.
That is true.
That's like the whole state. Boy, you ain't never lying.
Listen,
lying,
in Lafayette, when I was doing color for the Raging Cajuns, and it was just a battle every day. I try to talk LSU on. I did channel 3 there, the ABC there.
Yeah.
And you try to talk Raging Cajuns, and they'd be like, talk about the Tigers. We don't care about them.
I know. You should. Oh. I was in Louisiana. I was in New Orleans at Tulane when LSU wasn't even good, and you could see what a big deal it was. Like, I can only imagine now. It's the whole state just loves LSU. Even so,
LSU fan came stuck his flag in my booty.
Yeah, like that. Torrey Andrews, my guy Torrey Andrews, who played basketball at Rice. I mean, you put a gun to his head, Rice or LSU, that man is from St. Aug. He's from New Orleans. He's from St. Augustine. St. Oh, Aug, yeah. What do you think he's going to cape for?
That's LSU. LSU.
Yeah, that's inside you. That's Tiger. Inside you.
Yep.
No, you know, it's just it is what it is. Well, right. What are we looking at,
like,
Dale?
The fingers inside?
No, not like the same LSU fan. No.
No, have you not like stuck a finger in his booty.
Stuck his finger in my booty.
But that's a Bama
not
fan.
Inside you like that.
Not that kind of ingrained inside you.
Are you sure?
You.
Yeah, we're almost, I'm almost positive, but I can't really speak to all of South Louisiana. They're different down
when you
there.
When you talk to LSU people and they talk about LSU, does it feel like it's so inside them it's like a finger?
No.
In their booty or something else?
No, it doesn't.
Is there an uncomfortable squirm?
Yeah, well, depending on who it is, maybe not so uncomfortable.
Oh, that's horrible.
Is it horrible?
Yeah, it's horrible. Yes, it is.
Why is that horrible?
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to judge a person on what they like and don't
that's
like.
That's horrible. That squirm, the way you're making it sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you took a whole thing.
It's almost like Alex Smith's leg.
And you made it dirty.
All I'm asking is for, before you do that to the next LSU fan, just make sure you wash your hands of the crawfish before you use that finger. That's all. Make sure. That's rude.
Same thing with crawfish hands, and you rub your eyes, and then you know what happens.
Yeah. You're gonna get you don't want the finger in the booty eye. No.
Catch pink eye.
You don't want that.
Have you either one of you guys seen The Pharmacist yet? Well, you got that Chalmette accent, which is what I knew as Yats. Where Yat? That's a Yat accent. The Chalmette and his wife sound like this. Our son had gotten addicted on Oxycontins, and then unfortunately, nobody even cared about heroin. When my husband shut down the Oxys, unwittingly, he unleashed a whole big heroin thing that killed off a lot of people. I'm like, whoa, this is what it was like going to the pool halls with Buffalo's place. I was like, man, that's his wife.
Oh, no, them. The Yats? Oh, my God.
That accent is the most Yat thing in the world.
So,
did you watch it?
I started it, and I couldn't get through it. It's a sad story.
Not a happy story, but it is a – how many shows have you picked up and started and then discarded? This is like 1,000.
Yeah. I mean,
you got a bunch of them going?
You got to grab my attention right away. Yes. I'm not ADD. I have zero – I don't know what it is. You just better grab my attention right away because I'm getting out.
If it's not Law and Order, you got problems.
That's right. Oh, by the way, Alex Borgia, she was in The Looming Tower, and she was John O'Neill's love interest. While he was also married, and he had another side piece in another city.
Is that a Law and Order character?
Alex Borgia was. She was an assistant DA.
You mean Annie Paris?
Did this happen in real life or on a show?
No, he's talking back from like season 15 or
something. Oh, okay. Season 15.
Like, we're talking over a decade ago talking about. A decade
killed.
And a half.
She was killed on Law and Order. They found her in a trunk.
Why was she killed, John?
She was killed because some people who were, I don't know, they said they were Italian or something. I don't know what happened. But I couldn't have been the Italian's fault. That's all I know. I'm just telling you, it couldn't have been the Italian.
So they killed an ADA?
Yeah.
Mm.
Law and Order.
According to Law and Order's wiki, according to her wiki, she appeared in only 33 episodes, making her the shortest serving ADA in series history. Because the Italians got to her, apparently.
The Italians got to her. Yeah. Because she was on the wrong case at the wrong time with the wrong people. Huh. Okay.
And she wouldn't back down?
No, she wouldn't back down. And guess what it got her? In a trunk.
Well, that seems like
horrible. You know what I do? Back down. Okay.
Well, we know you're here. We know that about you.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. So, Lance, I want to know something. How in the world are you still alive today with all that lightning last night?
Well, you mean an early morning?
Lightning. Oh, my God.
It was a lot of thunder.
I swear. I'm sleeping, and it was like somebody turned the lights on.
So it was a lot of thunder for me. I must have slept through a lot of the lightning, but I went in and jumped in the shower at 5-something, and there's lightning. And I looked to see what a massive storm it was, but it was headed from north to south. So it was moving pretty quickly. So I knew that we were getting the back end of the very worst of it. So somehow I missed the very worst of it, and it was dead red on the map. It was, it must have been really, really, really bad. But I got in the shower and all this lightning is, and I'm like, you know what? I just had this feeling that it's going to rip through this house and hit me in the shower. So I'm just going to get out of here super fast and go back in the bed like I'd be safe in the bed. But I just had a bad feeling with all the lightning around. Like, this might be it. It's this might be the there. Time.
Man, I'm still looking at lightning out there. Oh, my goodness. And there, how are we supposed to play golf today? This is stupid.
Well, that seems like...
Actually, it's going to clear up.
It's going to clear up, right?
Yeah, it's so going to clear up.
It's going to clear up.
You've seen the worst
wet,
of it.
And then I'll have to be cart path only, which is very troubling.
Oh, man.
Cart path only?
This pandemic is really killing us. Cart path okay. only.
Can it get
John's
any worse?
Pandemic is the is not. This is the greatest time of his life. The pandemic. I've got my kids here. We're playing games, riding bikes. He's getting all detoxed and cleaned out. He's drinking turmeric and hot sauce and paprika and lemon juice. Wendy's got him on a cleanse. He's like just feel. He's on except for the cart path thing. That's the one.
Yeah.
Negative.
How are you going to play?
You're okay, going to get steaks from Del Frisco's. I'm like. Where's your suffering? You're not suffering at all.
Wait a minute. Pandemic doesn't mean suffering.
It does.
No.
How can you enjoy the good times, like, you know, steaks and with the kids and the games and the juicing, if you can't feel the suffering of being on a cart path? You have one, so you appreciate the others. Nobody's life is perfect,
Lance. Have y'all ever gone cart path only? Pain in the ass.
I don't even really know what that means.
And here's the problem with it, too, is that you all have to be on your own cart. So if you've got a partner on your cart, what happens is you go out there, okay, you got to walk across the whole fairway, and then you get and you bring your clubs, and then the other person could drive the cart up while you walk up to the green or whatever so that you don't have to keep going back and forth. But when you're by yourself in the cart, you got to go back to the cart again. It's a pain in the ass.
Like, I've probably, unfortunately for me, work with you in some way, shape, or form for, I don't know, maybe 8 out of the last 9 years. And that might have been the most boring thing you've ever said.
Okay. You don't know the pain. Okay. You haven't experienced the pain.
I get the disappointment.
You can't talk about it.
But explaining the cart path and why and being one cart to two, whatever you just said. It must have been rough for everybody involved.
It's hard. You're right. It is a hard time that we got to get through, though. We'll get through it.
I hope you stand strong, John. John Strong. Hashtag John Strong.
John Strong. Let me ask you a question. Are they cart path only or 90 degree rule?
Cart path only. 90 degrees
like phase one where they kind of reopen the golf carts and you go 90 degree rule.
But you know what? 90 degrees, like it's like the biggest secret. Nobody goes 90 degrees.
So I'm just trying to figure out.
You don't go 90 degrees.
Because I got some.
Okay, that's just between us.
I got some planning to do. Should we have the the telethon for you and the cart path on Monday or on Wednesday? Because I'm not going to be here on Tuesday. So can you let me know beforehand so I get it all squared away for you? How do you want to proceed?
Yeah, that's a good
Reagan
point.
Says you've never said anything more real. Cart path only sucks.
Reagan's a nerd too.
Thank you.
You've never said anything
Strug
more
life.
Real.
Strug life. Cart path strong. Yep.
Art, what are your thoughts on this, please?
What color would you like the ribbon we're all going to wear to be?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, what do you want our wearables to be?
Green, like, because it's golf, or you want some green and white because
of
the golf club?
No, like
Masters
green.
I mean, the ball
green.
On the green?
Masters green. What? Yeah.
Talk about a struggle.
Yeah. The Masters. Yeah. Could you imagine cart path only at the Masters?
Oh, that's all. Can you imagine a cart at the Masters,
well,
Dell?
Well, please. Yeah, you no made a point.
Please. Sir.
There's no cart, sir. You
we protect the
cart.
Sanctity of this course with no golf carts. There's
and
nothing
no
mechanical.
People of color.
We are protecting it against all of
all
the
intrusions.
Savages.
We are protecting the sanctity of this course against all intrusions. Golf carts, people of color.
Melanin.
And women.
Melanin. Vaginas. Good day, sir.
Hey, vaginas.
But that's a clinical term. That's a clinical term.
Why would you say
vaginas? I can use a clinical term. That's
why
a clinical term.
I said woman. Why would
what
you say anything?
Because I use clinical terms.
At least
that's
he didn't use
excuse.
The C word. At least he didn't use
yeah.
the C word.
Ooh, I could have used that. What do I don't even try to remember.
Yes.
Oh, coup. even though it was
Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, even though it was literally played on radios and it's not dumpable
Doesn't
at all.
Play anymore.
Dell's decided it's Does dumpable, it so anymore? I won't say it anymore.
Does it play anymore on radio?
No, oh, but because God. It's older,
standards have changed.
It doesn't play
standards
on Dell's radio.
Have lowered.
It doesn't play on Dell's radio.
I hear
sure.
GD, the N word. I hear everything on the radio. I can't say
hey, hey. You call that the radio. I call that your house. What are you talking about?
Right. So, yeah. Last time I checked, the V word is perfect. It's clinical.
I didn't say
clinical terms.
I didn't say you could say it. I just thought I had covered
it's
it by saying women.
Appropriate.
I wanted to take it.
Okay, would you
a different
would, okay.
direction, Dell?
Do you know what you need? You have to pretend Mahdi's listening all the time.
Oh, I'm not playing that game. Do you know that Mahdi watches the documentary? She's watching Last Dance on Sundays, and she hasn't said one thing. And I think it's because she's heard those words before whenever the Longhorns have played. But she's not, because usually, or sometimes I'll look at her and I'll say, that's not appropriate.
She's comfortable.
Well, why don't you,
she'll
why don't
give me
you
the
watch
look
the
like,
ESPN2 version?
No. That's
why
not, no. That's not the real
why
version.
Don't I watch Goodfellas on WTBS? Why would I do that? Yeah, you get the freak out of here. No. I'm not doing this.
Mahdi's comfortable because it's in a sports environment. She's heard those words
during
sports
things,
so she's okay.
That's probably
Mahdi thinks that's how all sports are.
Yeah, that's probably a fair point.
All right. 831 ESPN 97.5.
I can't wait to sue Saturday Night Live for putting this segment on. Like,
3776.
Maybe you can't sue the writers up for saying words. Okay? This is get to the wall. All of you under his eye.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 7378037776. You could just walk the course and carry your clubs with you. Blocked.
That's a blockable offense.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Is the snack cart out of commission, too? That was for a while, where they didn't have the cart coming around with drinks and snacks. Do you know how horrific that life was for a few weeks?
No, I don't understand.
Yeah, you don't get it. You don't know. These are a bunch of things you don't know. The struggles that we go through, Del.
So
that we've had to go through.
When do you make your decision on whether you're going to play today?
Oh, I'm going to play today. I mean, that's not – there's no decision.
Oh, I thought you said you were afraid it was going to get rained out or something.
I was, but it looks like the weather does look like it's going to clear up. But, again, now we're probably on cart path only, which just ruins everyone's life.
I don't – ruin seems like a strong word.
Right. No.
Wow.
So there's that. What about football's plan to come back, Del? What do we know about that?
Football's plan. College, well, they're the ones with the longest time frame to decide, so I don't think there's anything in place. Or even, I haven't even seen a proposal yet. Other than they're pushing, they might push back the season. They may start the season October 15th.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, that's out there. The season might start October 15th. There will be no Pro Bowl, no bye weeks. And the Super Bowl would be like February 28th or something, like that final Sunday in February possibly.
So, okay, October 15th, and no bye weeks or Pro Bowl. The Super Bowl would be February 28th. This is something that's being considered right now. October 15th, I could see. And you know what? We're going to get to – I think we're going to get – did you see – I don't know if you saw. There was an article this morning about Sweden. How its death rate is, and now it's higher in older people, and they had to shut down. But the government did not shut anything down.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that earlier.
And their death rate is lower than a lot of places.
No, their death rate is higher than ours.
Their death rate was 22 people per 100,000.
No, it's actually lower than that. I think it's 8.6 per 100,000. Ours isn't 6 something per 100,000. Italy was like 23 per 100,000. Italy is the highest.
Well, I'm going to go with the New York Times that says their death rate of 22 per 100,000 people is the same as that of Ireland, who shut down their entire country. And it's far better than Britain or France, who also shut down their countries.
Well, so I watched the whole thing on that yesterday. And what they're – so if they're –
I'm not going to – it's hard to argue death rates with you, but I'm going to go with the New York Times.
No. The epidemiologist just said this is not even – it didn't hit them until much, much later. We're going to find out if they're right or wrong within about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they said this is not the time. The epidemiologists are all, like, very anti. They're all signing petitions. Like, that matters. They're signing petitions in the country. I'm watching. I'm eager to see. I am open-minded to whatever works. And, you know, I've started to kind of figure out just the math on this thing. Flatten the curve was never – I think there are some people who didn't realize that flatten the curve, they're thinking that they will eliminate. But it's not going to eliminate. And the idea is, no. Eliminate. It will lower it, yes. And then we do the contact and trace and test. We can't even get tests. The idea that we'll be able to contract the contact that we'll be able to trace people and test them, John, in masses in big cities, like that seems too pie in the sky for me. When we can't even find testing, of course, I'm not looking for it now after seeing the video.
Well, you can get tested here now. I mean, they had to cancel it until noon today. I saw there was a report that they canceled testing here until noon, but you can go and get tested. Anytime now.
Yeah, if you want your brain tickled.
Well, I think it's a little less invasive now. That was one of the first ones.
Are we sure? Because I want to know for sure. I don't want to go in there thinking.
I think it's less invasive now. But that was one of the first ones that we saw yesterday on the show. It was like, oh my God, you can't even watch it. But what I think that has really happened, did you ever see the 1918 outbreak? And the St. Louis versus Philadelphia comparison?
Yeah.
Apparently there was the breakout. I think it was a smallpox or whatever disease it was.
It wasn't Spanish flu?
It might have been Spanish flu.
Spanish flu, and then they went to the Philadelphia, had to head to the streets and all that.
They had a parade. Philadelphia had a parade while St. Louis shut down all sporting events, and they shut down all of their large gatherings. And St. Louis had such an incredibly much better result than Philadelphia had. However... I truly believe I think that we could have small gatherings. I think that we could have restaurants, and we're going to find out. I think that it's a large gathering. I think it's the concerts. Yeah. I think it's the sporting events. I think it's any kind of mass gatherings that's
harder to control.
Your biggest danger.
Yeah, I think you're right. The question though, John, is I don't doubt that. How sustainable is that business model?
Well, you know what? It's better than the business model right now.
No, I agree. Yeah. But how sustainable long term is a restaurant that? Because right now they're saying you can only have 25% of your capacity. So for like, I talked to Ryan Lachey, and he said that's 17 people in his restaurant at a time. I'm wondering how sustainable customers are going to have to get in, get out. They've got to be able to spend money. They've got to be unaffected or relatively unaffected by the downturn in the economy also, which is a little tougher. But I'm with you. I mean, it's just it is tricky because it is – I understand why workers are a little concerned because they don't know. We're all paranoid about the next person. I mean, realistically, if I think about it, as long as you're not running around going crazy, you're probably safe. That's what the numbers would tell me. You can tell me about the lack of testing, and I get all that stuff. But if you're also showing no symptoms at all for the last 2 months, my guess is you don't have it. And there are good friends in the neighborhood that I have, but we just stay away. Like, fundamentally, I've really changed. And I don't see that get – I think I'm going to be like Dell for the rest of my – for a lot of my life. I don't think I just am going to – as long as I know this thing is still around – and I sent you guys the article from the New York Times yesterday that showed that there's a group that thinks they may have that is kind of running ahead of everyone. They've tried it on these primates and had success where they basically had a huge viral load that they put these primates in front of, and nothing happened to these primates. And they think they may have something that could be out by September, believe it or not, which would be incredible.
I think I thought that handshakes were going to be a thing of the past, but I think once we get the vaccine, it's going to be just like the smallpox was. It's going to be just like polio. It's going to be just like the Spanish flu.
I'm not hugging and I'm not shaking hands.
Well, I think we're going to get back to normal. I do.
As far as your boy with the restaurant, how does a restaurant make sure, because that's a popular place, I'm assuming, LeShane's place.
Yeah.
What are they going to put time limits on the amount? Because go to that place like an experience, right? You want to luxuriate, have a good time. So all right, everyone's out within 45 minutes. I got to get more people
in
there.
There's
got to
be, I don't know. I think there's got to be an understanding it's also, we don't want, just in case you have it, just because you have somebody who has it asymptomatic doesn't mean that everyone's going to get it, but there is a better chance. But I think it's just a matter of, you just have to kind of be thoughtful that they don't want you in here for a long
time. Well, is going to a restaurant going to be a luxury that now, because we have fewer people, we have to charge more? And it's going to be,
They may, their food costs may go up too, especially if the supply chain breaks down at all.
So it's only going to be for the rich.
Elites like yourself?
No, I'm not. I can't be more common. Okay.
Well, you have a common man's way of thinking about things, but you don't live a common man's life.
No, I live the common man.
This
I can't be more.
This is a devastating turn of events with this cart path only.
Listen.
Man, something awful happened. What happened, John? It's going to be cart path only today. What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Elitist?
No, that's not elitist. What that is you just don't know the struggle life that I live.
Well, suburban struggles. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, it's not suburban struggles. Listen, I'm an outdoorsman. I could actually right now live off the land. Okay,
what?
That's how I am.
You're in a high rise.
How are you
an outdoorsman? Because you bought a bike.
Yes,
you bought a bike. Outdoors. Yeah, he bought a bike. I'm talking to him.
Do you have a bike?
Here's
John. Do you
talking.
Have a bike? No.
Okay,
do
John,
you
keep
have a
talking.
Bike? No.
Keep talking, and here's what it sounded like. Go ahead, John. Talk.
What? You don't have a bike. That's right. That's exactly what it sounded like.
It's because he goes, guess what I'm on? My bike. Me and Whitney bought bikes, and you can hear the
air. Tandem bikes or individual bikes?
What about side cart? Did Wendy have you in her side cart? Yes or no?
No. I have my own bike. She's got a basket because she's a girl. She's got a basket on her bike. Okay.
Did the whole family get bikes?
Mine
or just you two?
Is manly, yes. Mine is black.
And you took my dog Toto.
It's a 7-speed. Okay.
Where do you?
That's right.
What do you use the 7 speeds on?
Riding around the hood.
Off the hood? When he's off-roading? Yeah. What do you need 7 speeds for?
Yeah.
When he's mountain climbing,
see,
dude.
Again, this is another thing you know nothing
over
about.
There by, I just asked
my
you.
Outdoor
over there
life.
By iPick Theaters where you lay
my
down and they
life.
You lay down and they bring you drinks and food and blankets and massage you.
Listen, I got my backpack on. I got my tent. I'm probably going to go ride a bike, pitch a tent somewhere.
You'll pitch a tent, but that's you're not outdoorsing.
That's me. That's me right now. 713-780-3776. You know what you are? You're a homebody. You need insurance for your home.
Oh,
I don't need none of that.
Well, TGS Insurance. When we come back, by the way, I want to get into the G League stealing players from college basketball and the potential bidding war that will be at afoot. Right now, I want to tell you, though, that my friends over at TGS Insurance, when you text money to 232323, that's money to 232323, what they will do is they'll ask for your address. Then they send you within 15 seconds a quote back for homeowners insurance. And what they're able to do for you is find lower insurance most times. It's the average savings is $870. That's almost $900 annually. But once you find a company that's an A-rated insurance company and you get settled on your coverage and you find out what you're going to pay. For me, for example, when I did this, I had already paid my annual amount up front so I could get a savings. And what they did was they went and did the paperwork for the cancellation. I just virtually or digitally signed it, just typed my name in there on the paperwork that they sent over. And then they got the process going for the other company who I had been insured with to send back the prorated amount that they owed me. And I started up with this company through TGS Insurance. It's so simple to switch over, and yet you get that A-rated insurance that you need in the midst of hurricane season. Make sure that you start to save more of your hard-earned money with a company that can get you homeowners insurance for less, and they can shop your car insurance as well if you're worried about losing your bundle discount. TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, a doctor was listening to the show, and I just talked to him during the break. And he says, come on, can we shut up about the test? You can get tested anywhere. And by the way, it's not that same thing. It's not nearly as invasive as it was. You can get tested in any doctor's office. You get a blood test. But here's the thing is, you get tested today, you're going to get tested every day? Is everybody going to get tested every day?
Yeah, we're going to need – yes, that's what we're going to need, frequent tests.
No. At some point, you just got to trust that you don't get the flu. You don't get cancer. At some point, you're not going to get tested for cancer every day. You're not going to get tested for the flu
every day. At some point, we are just going to have
– yeah. He said it's just as dangerous. He said – my aunt is 80 years old. She's having heart pains, but she doesn't want to go to the hospital just in case she catches the coronavirus. Well, you're going to die of a heart attack. What's wrong with you?
Well, I feel bad about, you know, our friend. I won't say his name just because I don't. But our friend needs to have he's got cancer in his colon, and he can't have surgery right now.
Well, now you can. Now they're starting to open the hospitals.
Well, they're about to. Yeah.
Yeah, because they found out that the hospitals are like, hey, we got a lot of hospital beds here.
But his was in March. This has been for 6 weeks. He was supposed to have it. They canceled it on him, and that didn't make me feel very comfortable.
No.
I was like, man, that's
no. But we're gonna get back to normal, and it's gonna all get back to normal. And
I will say, you don't catch cancer from someone sneezing in your face. So that's the fear, because I get what you're saying. They're dangerous, but for people walking around, the cancer thing is existential. People sneezing or coughing and you getting the ona is something that feels more real, because you don't catch cancer, but you can catch this from contact with people.
Well, no, but that's you the can difference get for cancer for some stuff you ingest.
Oh, certainly. But yeah, people feel – I would think the fear comes from you can kind of control that, hopefully. I mean, some things sneak by, but – if you talk to someone and they have it, you could get it. So I think that's where the fear comes from.
I think the other thing is, I don't think people realize, is that there's different versions of this. I know they know that, but it's almost a lottery. You know, if you get the MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory, you're in a lot of trouble. That's the most severe, and it's almost like you just don't know which one you're going to get, how serious it is. And then, of course, your reaction is based on a lot of times your own immune system and things like that. So I don't know. There's a lot of different – we get a lot of negative stuff in the news. There's some positive here and there. I do go try to search out the positive stuff. And the only positive stuff to me, the only ones that really, really matter, because I know that we're delaying the inevitable with flattening the curve, which I've been a big fan of doing that because it's meant to not overwhelm the hospitals and everything. But at some point, did you notice how, okay, we're going to spike April 21st, and then we're going to go down after that, and everything will, like, why is it just going to go away again? I don't understand. How does that work where the coronavirus leaves? No, hold on. The spike is going to hit the 27th. Our day is now the 27th will be at its very worst. No, we're just delaying it right now.
No, but like smallpox, like the flu, like the Spanish flu, we're gonna overcome it. We're gonna have a vaccine, and we're gonna beat it. That's what's gonna happen. That's how we're gonna beat
it. Took a long time on AIDS.
Well,
long time on that one.
Well, I don't know. I saw Magic Johnson get the virus, and he's
well. There's a difference.
Time.
Well,
you know,
be careful.
Did you ever
now.
Watch the South Park?
There's a difference between.
You know what cures?
Nah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
I want you to keep working.
Well, I don't mind.
But no, Magic, yeah, but there's a difference between, AIDS and when you're HIV positive. But yeah, the medicine's there. They finally found something that's kind of under the radar, just ended up being a really, really big deal. It took a while. This is the entire world working on this. As long as they're working together, which they're not, all these groups are working on their own to race to see what the cures are. But there's a big study on remdesivir, which will be coming out, the phase 3 from Japan. China's like, it doesn't work. China, we don't trust you. Shut up, China. We don't care what you have to say. Honestly, I don't care what's coming out of China anymore. They're just a big bunch of liars. So I don't trust China.
Well, for all the negatives, I mean, this is happening across the Atlantic. But as far as sports leagues coming back, we heard that the Bundesliga is getting close to returning, and so is La Liga. They announced yesterday that individual training can resume May 4th, and they're going to start playing games in June.
So we're going to get some guinea pig leagues out there, which will really help one way or another.
So leagues are starting to, at least across the Atlantic, are starting to figure out a way to come back. So maybe it's something that pushes American sports leagues to monitor what's going on over there. And maybe at some point it'll start to happen over here too. But if you like soccer, you're about a month away.
I'm about to like soccer a lot more.
Yeah, that's going to kill it, isn't it? I mean, they're going to be first back. Baseball, can you be dumber? Get a plan. And let's go with it.
What's Premier League look like, Dale?
Apparently they're having discussions. It looks like either happened yesterday or today. So now some of the players have come out. There's a headline on ESPN. Some of the players have come out and said they're against it, I guess. But I don't know if it'll matter if the league itself says we're coming back. But they haven't gotten as far as Spain or Germany has as far as what the plan will be. Now, France canceled their leagues yesterday, but Spanish league and the German league are like, nah, we're gonna play. We're gonna figure it out. So we'll see.
So France just quit on something?
That's surprising, right?
That was an easy one. That was too easy.
Yeah. You're better than that.
Yeah, I was better than that. That was low hanging fruit. That's low hanging fruit. I wonder if they'll give them option of you can come back if you want, and you'll get paid. If you don't, you won't get paid.
Well,
but it is your choice if you want to come back to a league or not.
Well, it looks like it's the plan, UEFA, which is the governing body for European soccer leagues, has told leagues the plan is to resume May 25th. But the players aren't really all in right now. But Arsenal opened up their doors to training first. So at least one major club has already opened up the door. So I feel like the momentum is growing in Europe for their leagues to come back, except for France, in the next maybe month and a half or so. So,
It'll be nice. Interesting. I mean, I hope it works. I hope sports gets back. I mean, I hope we find that this is, who knows? I hope a lot of this stuff. We do get a lot of gloom and doom up from.
No, you get that.
Yeah, where do you think I get it from?
You.
Where do you think I get it from? You think
death
I make
rates.
This up?
Because so you're constantly looking up death rates every day.
You think I make this up? No, it's on news.
No, you just you look for death rates every day.
No, I don't.
I look for 90-degree rule while you look for death rates.
Well, okay? You're living your best. You think this is the best thing of all time.
This
pandemic is amazing to you. I don't like it at all. This is stressful as piss.
Because you got young kids.
No, see,
your
just
whole
everything.
Perspective. Dell, how is it for you?
Yeah, I got to take
another
care
day
of them.
The office
my
for you,
I'm the only earner in my house. My wife's a stay-at-home mom. It's nerve-wracking.
It's all
in my
about
house.
Your perspective, Dell. You know what's better for Dell? Now he only has to work every other day.
I mean, the hours are about even, but yeah. I mean, I don't want to be like, yeah, the coronavirus is great, but as far as how it goes for me, the hours are about the same, and I work every other day, less days to deal with you, so.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, it's fine.
But we need sports back.
But certainly.
We are a sports station who needs sports back.
Yeah, we need sports back.
Period. If La Liga and Bundesliga come back, do you want to pick teams? Start analyzing games?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll do it. Why not?
Yeah, but John's joking.
You're not
going to be able. I know you would do it. I would try to do it for real. John's just going to turn it into a clown show.
That team kicked it better.
See?
That team
there you go.
More times.
There you go, Dell. It's over. That team kicked it more times. That dream is over, Dell, of doing anything with Bundesliga. That's what you get.
Why did they kick it
instead of throw it?
Well,
oh, boy.
No, I didn't say that. I know you can't throw it unless you're out of bounds, okay?
See? Throwing. He knows about a throw-in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know all about listen, I'm an expert of the game. They kicked it more times than the other team.
Well, that's not exactly how it works. Because remember, Spain kicked the ball all over the place in the World Cup and didn't score any goals. So it's not just about kicking the ball more than the other team, John. You know that. You watch. You've been jock-sniffing Ronaldo for years. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Listening to the show today. F it. Let's all commit suicide. See? Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Well, we're talking about things coming back. What are you talking about?
Is Bill O'Brien from China? No, he's not from China.
I'm just not a head in the sand like, this is all going to be better. Okay, that's fine. I want it to be better too. I just need to know, like, give me some information, make me feel better. I look for information like, oh, here's a vaccine they're working on that might have a chance. Okay, that stuff I grasp. I don't do it from just like, because time passed and everything's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
Well, I need to know how we get there.
Oh, well, okay. Well, sorry. I don't have that plan. I need you to know what? I do. I have the plan for you. As soon as we get a vaccine, then it's over. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
It's all done.
I need some updates on the vaccine world. That's why I sent you an update that's good news yesterday.
Lance,
I was trying to be Gary Good News.
Bury yourself in Real Madrid stats because that's the league you're going to be watching quite a bit in the next month or so.
Real Madrid?
Yeah. Or pick another team. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't like them anymore.
I know because your boy's gone.
My boy's gone. Oh, all right. Let's get Raheel in here on the other side. 859 ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.